Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So once again, I have the immense pleasure of chatting with Benedict Hardy from Hardy Cognac. Benedict, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Taylor.
Can you tell us what product are we tasting today?
We're tasting the product that put Hardy on the map for many years called Noss d'Or, Golden Anniversary, because Noss in English is anniversary and or is gold, so Golden Anniversary, which means 50 years of marriage, in fact.
Can you say, is this product a blend or is it a single cru cognac?
I don't, interestingly enough, it's a blend, but of a single cru area, which makes a big difference with Noss d'Argent. Noss d'Argent, as I told you, was a fine champagne. This one is pure Grand Champagne. But in that blend, you have at least, I never say with Michael's, our blender, if it's 25 or 30, but it's in that range of different Grand Champagne that have been aged side by side and then blended. It's strange because it could be one cru, but it's only one cru on Champagne, but different ones from different producers.
And how would you say the personality of a cognac that's only Grand Champagne differs from one, let's say, Fine Champagne or even Petit Champagne?
Very interestingly enough, Grand Champagne is probably for me the most masculine of all the cru, which means it's by far not my favorite when the product is very young. But when he gets older, it definitely develops a bouquet that is really unique. And it coats your palate, it lasts longer. And it's exceptionally interesting to see the difference. I love Fine Champagne, and personally, it has been the Hardy motto for so years. Our VSOP is a Fine Champagne, our XO is a Fine Champagne, Noss d'Argent is a Fine Champagne. So I'm definitely in love with that blend. But when you reach 30 years of aging, it has been the choice of the family and now the company to go for Grand Champagne only, even though we blend them, just to add a little more texture, a little more depth, a little more interesting complexity to the product. Because Grand Champagne, when it ages, become more complex than the other ones, in my opinion. But that's, of course, is only my opinion.
The Cellar Master, what was the intention, or what has been the intention, when putting together a Noss d'Or blend?
It's an interesting story about Noss d'Or. Noss d'Or was created by my uncle, Francis Hardy, in 1961. And when the Part des Anges existed, you remember this auction in Cognac, I did a few years back an homage to him with a product that he created, because it was called Homage, in honor for him, because he created the product, the first one. What happened is that, you know, a long time ago, we didn't have really names to designate the old reserve. XO was the limit as far as you could go. And we have been fortunate to have in our cellars eau de vie that didn't have an age. So, in fact, interestingly enough, it was not Noss d'Argent that was created first. It was Noss d'Or. Mm. Because my uncle had Noss d'Or in his cellar, not knowing it would call him one day Noss d'Or, but he had all these 50-year-old Grand Champagne. And he said to my father, Jack, we should find a name for that. And he said, well, my father told him, and you have something in mind? And he said, what about using the wedding anniversary? So that's how it was born. It was born because we had enough of the old Grand Champagne in our cellars to make what my uncle at the time considered the perfect blend of a 50-year-old cognac.
In the Noss or the anniversary range, there are four, if I'm not mistaken, but correct me on that. How would you describe the personality of each one?
They're all very different. We start with Noss d'Argent, of course, which is the most feminine of the whole, in my opinion. The Fine Champagne style, very elegant, very refined, easy to love. It's a product you love at first sight. Then you have the 30-year-old, which is the one you had last year in the calendar, which is Michael, our blender favorite. He likes the citrusy appeal to it. He likes the elegance. He likes the cleanness on the palate. It's a blend of different Grand Champagne aged 30 years. Then you have Noss d'Or, the one that we are talking about, which is really the one for me that has the more density, the more depth, a little more masculine than the two others I just mentioned, but something that is a little more robust with beautiful marmalade, candied fruit, hazelnut, cinnamon that you find in this product. And it's something that a lot of Connoisseur love. Nosdo has gained for us so many awards around the world for that reason. And the last one today, we had five, but one we have discontinued, which was the 75-year-old. But the 60-year-old Diamond, Diamond was called for a long time the family reserve. And that meaning that when people were coming and visiting us, we were greeting them with this special cognac. A very limited number. We do between 600 and 1,000 bottle a year. That's the one you had with Noz de Père last year in the calendar. It is probably my favorite. I love Noz d'Argent for his femininity, and I love the 60-year-old, which for me has all the spices that I love. Cardamom, tangerine, marmalade, something that is extremely delicate and at the same time, when you have this cognac in your mouth, on your palate, it lasts and lasts, and you have these amazing flavors with you. And when you empty the glass, you know, cognac is one of the few brown spirits that when you empty your glass and come back the day after, the glass still smells. Well, for Noz de Diamant and Noz d'Or, as a matter of fact, I did some tests with customers. You know, we left our my library with leaving those glasses empty. We came back the day after, and I said, please. And they could not believe it. So this is the signature of cognac made with a lot of skills, patience, craft for me, and the beauty of this region that produces the most amazing brandies that you can find in the world, really.
So the moral of the story is don't wash your glasses.
And don't use soap. Soap is killing everything. And perfume. And for the listeners, it's funny because my husband and my children keep offering me perfume and they're always shocked that I use so little. But when you do as many tasting as I do, I mean, you really don't have all the flavors of the cognacs if you use too much perfume.
And so I assume, as was the case for Noz d'Argent, that this Noz d'Or spent its first months, years in a humid cellar and then the dry cellar and then the humid cellar again.
Absolutely. It's the same process. It's only twice the age, but 2 years in a brand new oak maximum. That's Michael, our blender, our cellar master, is the judge. He's the only judge. He looks at the color of the product. He tastes them every 6 months. So for a cognac that's going to spend that much time in oak, he's putting some aside right now. He has to judge if the eau de vie will be fit for that length of time. I mean, and he says, recently we discussed that. I said, how many times are you disappointed? He said, that happens, that you think that there is an eau de vie that's going to last and you taste it 10 years later and you see, well, not good enough. It will become something else, an XO. It will become the SOP or something that he won't be fit to. But he said, most of the time, the characteristic of the eau de vie from the get-go really are so obvious that for me, it's easy to designate them as to become the old ones that they will be, called one of the Noz series.
I noticed that the alcohol level on this cognac is 40%, like the other Noz cognacs. Yes. Can you explain the reason behind the choice to bottle at 40%?
Well, I think that the reason is that it was done like that by my ancestors, and honestly, we continue. There are some other cognacs in the company that are at 41%. It was the case for our Perfection cognac, which had never been touched by distilled water for a long time. You know, even in the United, particularly in the United States, which is still our number one market, the BATF, before it became the TTB, which is the administration that grants you life or death on your product, wanted the product at 40%. And when we introduced Perfection in 1981, it was a shock to them that we presented at 41%. And my father had to send samples and explain that the product had stayed in oak 100 years, French Colombard, and had never been touched by distilled water. And they were not used to that. Now, I'm very happy that sometime I can do barrels at full strength, between 45 and 50% of alcohol, depending on the barrel. But it's not that long ago that we were forced to stay at 40. It was a tradition, but it was also something like legally, many states around the world wanted a cognac at 40%. Today, people are much more aware that you can find beautiful products at full strength in a barrel. But it is quite recent.
And I imagine, just like with Noz d'Argent, given the age of this Nostor, we don't have anything added to it other than a little bit of water, maybe.
Exactly. And this is the miracle of different barrels that Michael uses. Michael works with three cooperage houses, and he gives them indications of how he likes the barrel to be toasted. And that designates the style of the product that he wants. For some, he likes the barrel a little more toasted. For some other, he likes them less toasted. And for a product that's going to stay very long in oak, if it's over-toasted, it gives something that is not really agreeable to the product. When it's a younger product, it's no problem. But for so many years in oak, you have to be extremely careful. And the balance between new oak and old oak has to be extremely cautious. I mean, you have to be careful.
So if we move to a tasting note for the nose d'or, how would you describe the nose and the palate?
The nose is definitely spicy on the nose d'or. The spices being, again, orangey, citrusy. I would say it's a complex without being too robust, but you feel on the nose that the product had a big story to tell you. 50 years in oak means that he has acquired this regular Anciou that you find in those products, and definitely Nose d'Or is there. On the palate, I think it's very interesting because it is at the same time cardamom, cocoa. A customer told me, oh, I feel some cocoa in it, like coconut. And I said, that's interesting. Passion fruit. Passion fruit is slight, but you feel it in the blend. And of course, the natural caramel coming through because so many years in oak. And so all these flavors combined with this beautiful marmalade, tangerine that you feel in very old cognac. So that's what you have in Nose d'Or.
Obviously, the holiday season is upon us. Many of us are going to be having big meals. And so how will you enjoy a cognac this holiday season?
Two ways, my dear. I have a tendency to love sidecars. So I will start my Christmas dinner and share by my little sidecars with friends, or a good old-fashioned with one of our products called Legend, and which I love in the old-fashioned way. To digest a heavy meal like we all do in France, you know, for Christmas, yes, a touch of our nose d'or at the end will really work magic for me.
Cheers to that. It's always a pleasure, Benedict. Thank you very much for your time, for your explanations. This is fantastic cognac, all the noses. And bonne fête.
Thank you, Taylor. Bonne fête to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.